Hi everyone, welcome back to Nelson Podcast. I know it has been like 3 months since I uploaded, and I am incredibly sorry. Nothing's been going on, honestly. If I'm being totally honest, I'm not going to make up some big excuse. Nothing has been going on. I've just kind of been living my life. I'm just chilling, you know. I don't have anything bad going on. I mean, I don't have any money, but that's like a normal 25-year-old, right? I feel like all 25-year-olds don't have any money. But yeah, other than that, my life's been going pretty good. So I think like during the first couple episodes, I talked about how I just want this to be about whatever I want it to be about, this podcast. That I didn't want it to be all about mental health. I didn't want it to be like all about one specific topic. I just wanted it to be like a broad topic because I myself just like a bunch of different things. And so that's what I wanted my podcast to be about. Just a bunch of different things coming together into one thing. It would just be like a whole visual representation of myself. So today we're going to talk about some ghost stories that have happened to me. Now, I was not a very firm believer in ghosts until I was about like maybe like 14 years old, and that's when I really started believing them, just from like little things that were happening around me. But yeah, when I was growing up, never believed in ghosts like that. Always wanted to believe they were real, but never actually had any, I guess, proof, you can say. Like, nothing's ever happened to me, so I didn't really know. But after that, like, little things have happened to where I'm kind of aware about what's going on out there. So I don't know what it is with me and the jobs that I pick, but somehow every building that I work in is creepy. Like, little things happen in every single building that I've worked in, and it rubs me the wrong way. Let me tell you that. So my first job, I worked at BJ's Wholesale Club. And nothing really was happening. I was originally just working in the food court, so I didn't have to get there that early, and nothing crazy was going on behind there. Eventually, when I started getting more comfortable and I got other jobs, I started working in the cash office at BJ's, which basically means you just make the deposits for the bank and you take care of all the register stuff for like the cashiers and all that fun jazz. So with working in the cash office, I had to be there at like 7 a.m. just to get everything ready for the day before the store actually opened up. One of the first things you do is you go out onto the sales floor and you empty and then refill all of the self-checkout so they're ready for the day. And then you can go and do the deposits for them later. The self-checkouts were motion-sensored to where, like, if you go in front of it, it's going to start talking to you and telling you what to do. So my thing was I would do them one at a time. Just do it one at a time, take the money out, fill it back in, put in the computer that I filled it back in, and then it's good for the day. Like, I don't have to do anything else. Maybe, like, later on, if I have to add more money, I can do that. But nothing's wrong with it for a hot few hours. So they had five self-checkouts. So obviously not all of them are going to be facing you when you're doing it. I remember just taking them out, and I always remember thinking that someone was coming up to the self-checkouts because they would always go off. And you have no idea how many tests I have done on this. There have been so many mornings where I would sit at BJ's and not even worry about my job that I had to do in the cash office, but worry about whether or not the self-checkouts were going off because something was there or just because it was stupid. I eventually found out that it was because it was kind of stupid, kind of not. So they would kind of just go off randomly. And it kind of freaked me out because I noticed that it would do that throughout the day too. It wasn't just when I was the only one there. So good point about that. But it's funny because after I said that, I was talking to the operations manager, Henry. And we were like talking about it. And I was like, yo, Henry, like I think this place is haunted. And so he goes, it's funny you say that because there was someone who actually died in here. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Henry goes to tell me how it was, like, when the store first opened up, it was an overnight crew. He was refilling the stock of milk in the fridge, and he actually wound up having a heart attack in the fridge and dying in there. No one actually knew he died until the end of the shift, when no one saw him and just went looking for him, and that's when they found him dead in the fridge. I was like, what the heck? Why did no one tell anyone this? I was like, oh yeah, he's the ghost following me around. I was paranoid. Let me be honest with you. And so after BJ's, that's all that really happened there. Like, nothing too crazy happened there. The next story I tell you will literally had me shitting my pants. So after BJ's, I went to TD Bank, and I worked at TD Bank for a little bit. As soon as I started working there, everyone told me that the store was haunted. They said that they saw someone standing in, like, the customer service section, and then they saw someone standing in our back by our supply closet where we keep everything at. And so I was like, oh, hell no, like, I better not see anything. So it was one day, we were extremely busy. Like, I don't know what happened, but we were so busy. We had so many commercial deposits that we had to do, and we just had so many people coming into the bank to do so much stuff that we weren't able to take care of the commercial deposits that people just drop off. So the bank closed at 5, but the drive-thru stayed open until 7. So you kind of still needed 2 people on just to make sure that I didn't get back up back there. So I was the one working in the drive-thru, and my manager, Christina, she was sitting next to me, and she was doing all the commercial deposits for the day. So we're sitting in the back by the drive-thru. That means no one else is in the store. No one else is in the bank. We keep hearing walking out in the front of the bank. So we're just getting really, like, nervous. We're like, okay, like, what is going on? We keep hearing someone walking. It sounds like they're coming up to, like, the desk to make a deposit or a withdrawal. Like, we don't understand. And so we keep looking back, and no one is in there. So we're gradually getting freaked out throughout the night because we're standing back here, and we're constantly hearing someone walking and someone, like, pulling out chairs and, like, all this stuff from the front of the store, but we're not seeing anything. So we're freaking out. So the end of the day comes, and me and Christina were closing up everything. Now, we didn't close up the vault, so we had to go put everything back in there and count it and make sure it was all even and everything from the day. So we're rolling the cart to the vault. Now, on the cart, we had a bunch of customer rolled coins. Because customers, you can, like, roll in coins and then bring them into the bank and exchange them for real money, just as long as they're actually rolled. We don't take just bags of coins. So we're rolling it, and one of the coins, like, fell. So, like, there are coins all over the floor. Me and Christina were like, oh, like, great, we have to pick them up. So we get on the floor and we start picking up all the coins, and we stop dead in our tracks. And we hear someone walking and someone, like, tapping a pen on the counter, like, right there, right where we were at. And so me and Christina, we flip out. We start whispering to each other, like, what's going on? Do you hear that? Do you see anything? What's going on? We're sitting there, crouched on the bank floor, scared as ever, because we keep hearing people walking and playing with the pens, and we're freaking the fuck out. So she's like, stand up, see what it is, stand up. And I'm like, no, you stand up. She's like, nah, I ain't standing up. So I stand up. I don't see anything. Literally nothing is going on. There is no one by the pens. There is no one at the counter. There's not even someone at the door trying to just use the ATM. Like, there was no one there. So we're freaking out. We're like, oh, fuck. Let's get this done. Like, that's it. I'm done. I'm over it. We got to get this stuff done. So we take it into the vault, count it all, whatever. We leave it. Everything was fine. So we go back into the back. We're closing up the store. And let me tell you. So the cart that we use to transfer the money from the regular bank to the vault it makes a noise. It, like, squeaks whenever you pull the handle. Don't know why, it's just how it has always been ever since I started working there. It squeaks when you pull the handle and you start moving it. Now, it's a certain type of squeak. You know it. I don't care what anyone says. If you work somewhere and you know a certain type that Simon squeaks, you know that squeak by heart if you're working in that place. Because you have to just know what's going on. So, we are closing up the store and we hear the squeak of the fucking pulling cart. Christina starts praying. She is terrified beyond belief. She starts praying to God, saying how she can't do this today. She just needs to make it home. She's not here for no demons and nothing. She just wants to make it home. I'm over here freaking the fuck out. I'm like, this has never happened. Like I've had ghost experiences before, but nothing like this. I'm like, hell no, we need to go. Like, that's it, that's it. So we lock the store up. I'm pretty sure we didn't set anything up for the next day, and we literally just ran out of the bank. Like, ran out of it like it was our fucking jobs. I remember coming back the next day, and, like, everyone's like, well, what happened? Like, what happened? Why was this, and this, like, not taken care of? And me and Christina were just like, no, this place is haunted. We were not staying here any more than we needed to be. And so then we, like, proceed to tell, like, our coworkers and our boss about it. And they legit laugh at us and say, you guys are crazy. And we're like, no. Like, people have felt stuff in this store before. People have seen stuff in this store before. I know for a fact that what I heard was what I heard. I did not hear something mysterious or something that was from outside. Like, no, that shit was inside the building. And so, after that, I never stayed in that store by myself. I was always with someone else, and I always made sure that, like, I was always in a separate room than them so that nothing would happen. I don't know why, but I just got extremely paranoid, and I didn't want anything to happen anymore. So, I was just, like, so scared. I was like, nah, fuck this. So, after leaving TD, I wound up coming to Target Optical, where I work at right now. And I don't know what it is about our doctor's office, but our doctor's office gives me the heebie-jeebies. Oh my God, does it scare the shit out of me. I don't even know what it is about it, but I just get like this weird funk when I walk in there. Like, I don't like being in the doctor's office. I'd much rather stay out into the regular office area that we have, where our glasses and everything are at. And I just don't like the doctor's office. Now, I don't know why, but I've always had that feeling ever since I started working there. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but I worked at Target, at regular Target, before I worked at Target Optical. So, I would, like, obviously, I've been in there before, and I would always kind of avoid the doctor's office. I just didn't like it. So, one night, I was closing the store, and with working there, we only have single coverage, so that means only one person is normally working throughout the day. So, I keep the doctor's light on. I keep the doctor's light on, and I keep the door open. I don't like any darkness in that store at all, because that is, the doctor's office is creepy, so I was like, why would I keep it dark? So, whenever I get ready to close the store and make sure I do everything I need to do with the paperwork and the computer and shut it all down, and then I'll go to the doctor's office, turn off the doctor's office lights, and then I'll go to my office lights and I'll turn off all the other lights. That's just how I do it. I don't know why. I just feel comfortable doing that. So, it was like a normal night. Everything was done. I went to go turn off the doctor's office light. It was fine. It turned right off. Didn't close the door. Because if you close the door in the doctor's office, the next morning, it will literally feel like a sauna. So, you can't close the door or else it's going to mess with the with any kind of equipment that she has in there. So, I went to go turn it off. And then I went to go turn off my office lights, which is literally just right across a doorway from the doctor's office. So, like, I can still see into it and everything. So, I sat there and I turned off all the lights. And as I turn off all the lights, all I hear is a goodbye coming from the doctor's office. Now, it wasn't no computer. It wasn't nothing like that. Because you know how, like, sometimes when you turn off a computer, it'll be like, goodbye. and like have like that certain computer voice that you get. No, this sounded like a man. This sounded like a man. I don't know how many times I've said this. This sounded like an 80-year-old man telling me goodbye. I ran out of that store so quickly. I didn't even close the gate. I didn't close the gate at all. I ran out of there, turned the money in, and told one of the supervisors for Target, Miss Eunice, asked her if she could close the gate because I wasn't going back. That's how scared I was of what happened. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen The Conjuring 2, but it has a creepy old man in that story. And that was kind of like the voice. It wasn't as like old and shaky and obviously without the British accent, but it was still creepy. And I was like, nah, ain't doing it. So now whenever I work, that doctor office light is on. Every single light in that office is on. And I obviously nothing has ever happened since then, but it's just creepy. And it's just like, you get these random, really just eerie feelings when you're in there by yourself. Like, I could be in there just doing what I normally do. Like, Monday I was collecting recall because we're getting recall ready for the quarter. So I'm collecting recall and I don't know what it was, but I just felt this eerie feeling behind me. I felt like someone was behind me. And of course I had one of my headphones in because I was listening to music. And so I was like, okay, so maybe a customer just came into the store and like I didn't notice. So I turned around because like I had this eerie feeling. I had a feeling like someone was staring at me. I turned around and no one's there. And I'm like, oh, I do not feel like doing this today. Like, you know how, like, you're just, like, out of sight, out of mind? Like, I wasn't really thinking about it or anything like that. But, yeah, pretty sure that almost all the places I worked at were haunted right now. And not that excited about it all. Like, I feel like when I was, like, 13 and 14, I used to beg that something like this would happen to me. That something paranormal and supernatural would happen to me. Because I was a weird little kid. Like, I was into all that stuff. I was into, like, oh, paranormal state, ghost hunters, all that stuff. Like, my uncle and my cousins got us into all that stuff a lot. So, like, that's what I would watch. And they would always tell their personal stories on there, especially during Paranormal State. They would always tell their personal stories about what they went through that made them want to do what they're doing right now. And hearing all their stories really made me want to do it too. And so I was like, oh yeah, I can easily do it. Like, I want this stuff to happen to me. I want it to happen to me. Girl, if I fucking knew that when I turned 25, I was not going to want this shit to be happening to me, oh, I would not have said all that stuff, because now I am terrified. I am terrified. Now I feel like someone's watching me all the time. Come up the steps at night after turning off the light and I feel like someone's watching me. Lord knows my house probably is haunted, because this thing is old too. Yo, I don't even think I told you guys this, but when we first moved into this house, there's a closet downstairs in the basement. And it has the creepiest portrait of a little girl in there. And it was just locked away in the closet. That's weird, right? Like, that's so weird. My parents don't think it's weird at all. My parents are like, no, it's fine. Like, nothing weird is happening at all. I think that's creepy. And I think that something weird happened in this house. But that's a story for another time. I gotta do some more research on that, actually. Maybe I wonder if I can, like, look back into the records of this house and see if anything's happened to it. Because I want to do that for my aunt's house, too. Because she had a really creepy house, which had, like, my first ever paranormal experience in. And it was built in, like, my aunt's house was built in, like, 1918. So I feel like something might have happened in that house, too. But, yeah. So I think that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't already, make sure you listen to my past podcasts that talk about just more about me and what I go through personally. And yeah, I will see you guys next time. Bye.